News for Friday, March 7th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's weighing moves against Russia. Sagar Magani has details.
The president says he's strongly considering new pressure given Russia is, quote, absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. His social media post comes days after he ordered the U.S. to pause military aid and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. Asked if Vladimir Putin's taking advantage of the lull.
I actually think he's doing what anybody else would do.
The president again questioned whether Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is committed to a deal for ending the war.
It may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards.
Top Trump aides will meet with Ukrainian officials next week in Saudi Arabia. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
And the president says he sent a letter to Iran's supreme leader looking to negotiate a nuclear deal, telling Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
We can make a deal that would be just as good as if you won militarily. But the time is happening now. The time is coming up. Something's going to happen one way or the other.
The AP's found the Trump administration stalled at least $60 million in funding intended largely for affordable housing developments nationwide. The Department of Homeland Security says it's ending the collective bargaining agreement with Transportation Security Administration employees. And Lisa Dwyer reports the administration's pulling $400 million from Columbia University.
Multiple federal agencies announced they are canceling grants and contracts because of what the government describes as the Ivy League schools' lackluster efforts to squelch anti-Semitism on campus. Before the announcement, Columbia was ramping up its own investigations into students critical of Israel, alarming free speech advocates. Nonetheless, Education Secretary Linda McMahon says Columbia has abandoned its obligation to Jewish students. Columbia is vowing to work with the government to try to get the money back. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A new study finds America's butterflies disappearing at a catastrophic rate. Ed Donahue has the findings.
The study in the journal Science shows the number of winged beautiful butterflies is down 22% since 2000.
The trend is linear and downward.
Study co-author and Michigan State University entomologist Nick Haddad says the decline has been adding up.
You're going from 100 butterflies to 99. Most people couldn't detect that difference. But then when it accumulates year after year, and now there are 80 butterflies where there were 100, people can start to notice.
The reasons for the shrinking butterfly population include climate change and loss of habitat.
Pesticides rise to the top as the key factor causing decline.
Haddad says there are no signs the decline will end, but changes can be made to help butterflies in backyards and in neighborhoods. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.